Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Kerslake, CEO of personal branding agency, Pinegate Road, and business coach to online service providers, coaches, and educators. I know that you believe that living a great life is so much more than the business that you lead or the money that you make. Each week, we'll dive into what it actually takes to live an aligned life with a business that supports it. Let's do this. This show is brought to you by the Align Business Academy. Are you so ready to go all in with your online business and hit six figures this year in a way that feels fulfilling and true to you? Apply now for the Align Business Academy. This is our signature program that helps you scale your online business with one-on-one and community support, a framework for learning all things online business, and a proprietary three-part system for scaling while working way less than you are now. Say hello to more freedom, income, and impact. Apply now at pinegateroad.com/academy. That's pinegateroad.com/academy. Hello, good morning. I hope you're having an amazing day. Maybe it's not morning for you. It is for me. You know me. I'm always recording these early in the morning before my baby gets up. I'm actually pulling this kind of close. I'm like, I hope he doesn't cry while I'm talking to you. So I'm going to get going. Today, I'm really excited to talk with you about audience building. This is something that I think gets overlooked in the online business realm, or you're focusing on the wrong things when it comes to audience building, or there's a lot of those shoulds, like, I need to be posting this many times per week and doing this or that, and there's a lot of, I guess, comparisonitis when it comes to building your audience and looking at what others are doing. And it really comes down to you doing things that feels really great to you and making sure that you're doing it strategically enough so that you are actually building an audience of people that are eventually going to purchase from you potentially, or that are in alignment with what you're even offering. I see sometimes people are just looking for the numbers, they're trying to grow their audience, but they actually don't have a solid business model behind the audience that they're building. So the things aren't matching. So what we are going to be talking about today is how to actually build an audience and how to create the business model so that they work together, so that the audience that you're building is actually people who could be ideal customers and purchasers of your product, services, offerings, all of the things. So that is really where I think some people get things not necessarily wrong. There's no wrong way to do this. But when you really want to get your business flowing, when you want to get more clients and customers coming your way, you really do need to think through this a little bit strategically, because a lot of it is, you know, you putting things out that feel amazing, getting in your right energy, showing up and doing what is exciting to you. But you do have to have the business model that matches the audience that you're growing. They can't just be willy-nilly. So I want to talk about both of those things today. So first of all, when I'm talking about an audience, what is that? Who is an audience? And honestly, an audience can just be somebody who knows who you are and they know what you do. So that at its core, if people know who you are, but they don't know what you do, they are, you know, they can be friends, they can be acquaintances, but they're not technically in that audience realm. People need to know what you do, how you can serve people, maybe what your business is, what they can purchase from you, so that they can actually refer you to other people. When you're building an audience, you really want to make sure that you are kind of that go-to expert, or you're the person that people are referring other people when something about your company or about your niche shows up. So that is really when you're building that audience, you really want to start to get known for that something. So That is the first thing that I want to talk to you about. And also, just because somebody knows you and knows what you do does not mean that they are an ideal target customer. So what we really want to be doing when we're focusing on building our audience to sustain our business and to grow our business, you really want to think about what is your business model? What are your offerings? How are you bringing people through your customer experience? And how are you getting more target audience members, target customers into your audience? So that's two differentiating factors. A lot of people focus on audience building, just trying to get more people to know what they do. And that's awesome. People can refer you. The more people that know what you do, then the better chance that you'll be brought up in conversations or be referred to. But you also want to be calling in your ideal customer as well. So you want to think through, who is that person? What do they value? What is their mindset? What are they thinking? What are they feeling? How can I best show up and serve them and attract them to me and my business? So that is really what you want to be focusing on at the core when you're building your audience, is not just building an audience of people who know what you do, but people who could be ideal customers, ideal people for what you are doing. So that's really what you want to be doing when you are building the audience. So I also want to talk about the fact that this can start very slow. A lot of people might be starting off and saying, like, they might not have a lot of people in their audience. Maybe you're starting new and this is something that you've never done before, or maybe you've had this skill and you're starting a business and people know who you are, but they don't know what you do. So maybe you're starting super tiny with your audience building, and that's okay. I want to first say that this snowballs over time. So the more that you're showing up, and you don't even have to be doing things, I would say, necessarily consistently. Maybe at first, I'm going to get into the different ways to build the audience members. Anyway, maybe consistently. You do need to be showing up regularly and showing up as that expert in what you're doing for a while. And this will feel really repetitive. It will feel like maybe you're not gaining that much traction, but I want you to think about this. If you are showing up and you're sharing what you do and you're showing up as an expert and you're attracting your ideal people, even if you have, 10 followers on Instagram, 100 followers on Instagram, and they are super engaged people, they are full of your target audience members, they are your target customer people. I need to stick with one name. It's like your ideal target customers, ideal audience. They're different, but I say them interchangeably here. But just think about if you have 100 people on your Instagram and they're all like amazing ideal clients for you. That's 100 amazing ideal clients right in front of your fingertips that you can engage with, that you can have meaningful conversations with. That's a lot of people. Even if it's 10 people, think about having 10 amazing conversations with people who are potential customers. Even if they're not potential customers, what if you really get to know them and they get to really know you? They get to know your heart and why you're doing what you're doing and how you're showing up. They're going to be great people that can eventually refer you just because they know your heart. They know what you're doing. They know what you're showing up for and how you can serve people. So just think about that. My business actually I started at zero, and I started in 2011. And the way I started my business is I started a lifestyle blog. I just decided one day I was going to become a blogger. I'd been thinking about it for probably about a year to 6 months. And I just said, Kelsey, today you are a blogger. And I became one. This is before Instagram. And so a lot of our communication on the internet was happening in the comments on blogs. So what I did is I was always leaving comments on other people's blogs that I was loving to read. So I started my blog. I posted, I think, every single day for a really long time, sometimes two or three times a day. just because that was kind of the culture back then. They were not informative posts. It was like, hi, I like these shoes. Aren't they cute? And then you'd post that on your blog. So that was me. That's how I started. And the way I started building my audience very unintentionally is that I was leaving comments on other people's blogs. And from there, other people were reading the comments. You would always, when you're leaving your name, you would be able to leave your website URL, like your name would then link to your website. So if you were leaving comments, people were then clicking to your blog and everybody was, you know, commenting and just chatting back and forth via blog comments. And that was really, I think, what was happening before Instagram. And we would actually send each other emails. I remember just having these really long email conversations with people I was really loving to get to know through my blog. That led to conversations with people who wanted me to start designing their blogs because they were liking my design. And that is what snowballed into me starting Pinegate Road, for me to start helping people with their personal brands, with their online presences. And it is what it is today, but that is how it began. I had a passion for sharing what I was loving and having those conversations with people in a real way. And I think that that is what is really important when you're starting to think about building an audience. It's how can you start to have these conversations with people? How can you put things that you are excited about talking about? And how can you naturally call in people who are also excited about that? And if you're really thinking about this strategically, this is where that energy and the actual strategy come together. How can you actually have a business and a business model that matches what you love putting out into the world and what you love sharing and what you love connecting with people about? And then how can you translate that into offerings and a business model that supports you financially or supports this mission financially? We're not talking about business model building today. This is really that top of the funnel. So how are we, you know, getting more of those engaged people into our atmosphere so that they then know about what we do? They can either refer us or become ideal people who can use our products, services, and offerings. So we're not getting into the business model. That is a whole thing. If you want to build a business model, here's my little plug. You can go to pinegateroad.com/academy. That is the program for building a super aligned business model that feels amazing for you, that fits with your schedule. We go into all of the details, and over a year together, we work together to build that super, super aligned business model that's unique to you. So this is really that first step. Like, when you have the business model, how do you get more people to learn about what you're doing? So I just want to say that when you're starting off, I would start with excitement. What is getting you really excited? Really just stepping into the direction of who could benefit from the services and offerings that I have in my business. And how can I start to just have conversations with these people? How can I start to engage with these ideal people? It really comes from you being excited about what you do. I think that is a huge thing. If you're not excited about what you're doing, why are you doing it? It's become more strategic over the years, but when it really comes down to it, and when I'm trying to put things out there, I'm like, what is exciting me? What is feeling amazing to do? Because I know that when I'm showing up in that energy, when I'm showing up and I'm excited about something, that's actually going to draw more people to what I'm doing, because I'm going to be excited about sharing it. You can probably hear in my voice today that this is not something that I just feel like I have to talk about. I'm like legit excited about talking about audience building, which, whatever, nerd alert, I'll claim that. So Yeah, just what is exciting? What can you get out there and share? And what is going to, you know, you're going to draw more of those people that are interested in what you're doing. And when it's all aligned, when that audience that you're calling in is aligned, when the energy of what you're doing, when your excitement and when your business model is all aligned together, that's when magic happens. That's when you can really start growing that audience. It feels natural. It feels fun. It feels exciting. And you have offerings that you're so excited about sharing with these people. And that's how the money and the energy starts flowing throughout your life and your business. That's really the big key here. So, what if you were excited about all of the things? This is where it gets tough. Not tough, but I will say for years, I was doing lots and lots and lots of different things. I will also say if I had to go back to 2011 Kelsey, I would give her some bumper guidelines and say, Kelsey, you should probably stick in one lane and get really known for that lane instead of trying to dabble in everything. Because when you kind of stick in a lane and you are getting known for one thing, you become that go-to expert. If you are trying to talk about too many things at first, then people don't know how to refer you. They don't know what you do because there's too many things to remember. You have to make things really simple for your audience members. And you just kind of become somebody that they know, but they don't know what you do. And going back to that main thing of what an audience is, it's that one, people know who you are, and two, they know what you do. If you are doing too many things, people won't know what you do, and therefore you're not really building an audience. People won't be able to grasp on as easily to what you're doing. So I will say that if you are starting out, if you are new, I would pick one niche. I would pick one direction to become known for. And this can feel really overwhelming. Like you want to pick the best thing ever and like you're never going to have another chance to do all of these other things that you're excited about. And I want to say that that is the biggest thing that holds people back from actually getting going. So when you're starting out, this is just my overarching advice, is that pick one thing that you want to get known for, one thing that super excites you, and then put everything else that is exciting you into a document, into, I use Evernote. I'm always logging like all of my things in Evernote, put it into a journal. Keep all of those ideas that are flowing, because when you start opening up to this excitement and this energy and start sharing, you're going to start like getting bombarded with more excitement, more ideas. It's like when you start one thing, it's like it creates more of that thing. So you're going to get very, very excited. There's probably going to be a lot more ideas. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, there's so many possibilities of what I can grow into. And I think that that is actually, it can be our egos trying to keep us a little safe. So our brains are like, more of this. This is so exciting. And when there's too many things, we kind of shut down. And so our egos, and this is, I think I've talked about this a lot. So egos versus intuition. Our egos are kind of like our chatter monkey brain. They want to keep us really safe. They want to keep us secure. They want to keep us from changing, honestly, because changing equals death to the brain. This is literally how our brains are hardwired to keep us surviving. And it also keeps us from changing and growing. So there's this little fight within us, the ego versus the intuition. And the intuition is this calm knowing. And it can feel scary to lean into the intuition because we're usually letting our monkey chatter ego brain tell us what to do all day. And so this is like a big shift that happens as you're stepping into leadership, as you're stepping into growing your business. You actually have to shift who you are, how you are going through change, and how you are going to be showing up in the world. So I got off on a tangent here, but just the fact that like that all of those distractions, all of those ideas that are coming up is actually something that is holding you back from moving forward in one direction and becoming known for something. So I actually drew this during a coaching call the other day, but imagine a little circle and you are in that little circle and you are kind of like doing all of these activities. And if you're doing activities that are working towards many different outcomes, so say you are, you know, starting a jewelry business and you also want to be a coach and you want to talk about, like your channeling abilities or something like that. Like you have all of these different passions. They can happen eventually, but I think what needs to happen first is that you need to kind of fuel yourself into one direction so that you can reach your financial goals, so that you can reach getting known for something and become that like go-to person and become that referable person in one area. Because if you are in that little circle in the middle and say you're like, I don't know how to do this right analogy, but like say you're like adding little bits all around your circle, but say like your big goal is orbiting around your circle. Let's think of us as like a little planet. Your big goal. So maybe you want to reach your six-figure year. That's orbiting around your little planet, but it's further out there. And the quickest way to get there is to actually keep doing actions that add up on top of each other in one direction. You want to go in one straight line out of your inner circle to reach that six-figure goal, which is in that bigger outer circle. And if you are putting all of your little actions and you're stacking them in different directions, you might get to that expertise level eventually in many of those different directions, but it's going to take a lot longer for you to do that. So if your goal is reaching six figures or $1 million or, you know, retiring your partner so that you can go travel the world, whatever that goal is, you need to be taking those actions that add up on top of each other in one direction to get there the fastest. So there's no wrong way to do it, but what I've chosen in my life is to focus on one thing, or eventually, because I focus on a lot of things at different times, and then I realized I wasn't really getting where I wanted to go, but focusing on that one thing so you can get to where you want to go, and then you've reached that goal, you're orbiting, you're flowing, you are able to have that time and space because you've gotten one thing really, really steady. And then from there, you're able to pivot, you're able to grow even more. Maybe you start that jewelry line after you became an expert in blah, blah, blah. And you can start doing those other things because you're already known and you already have that audience. But when you're building, I really want you to start on one thing and get really, really known for that and then think about expanding. And that's going to be the biggest mindset shift and the biggest hurdle for you as you're building your audience, I think. A lot of people want to do all of the things and that's what's keeping them stuck. So that's what I want you to do. Focus on the one thing and know that the other things, those other exciting things, they can be done in the future. They're not going away. You can still be really excited about them internally, but you can say, thank you, thing. I'm very excited about you. I'm going to tuck you in my journal, but I'm actually going to focus on this other thing that I decided to focus on because that's going to get me to my goals faster. And choosing that, it's a hard thing to choose day after day, year after year, is what creates those big goals to happen. And it's the harder choice, honestly. Saying no to the things that you're excited about sometimes so that you can focus on your bigger goals. So, okay, I got really off track from my notes here. okay, so I do want to also mention that I think we did talk about this, having that business model behind the audience. So you know why you are building the audience. So I think it is really important to know what is your business, who are you serving, and how can you get more of those people into your audience? Having that solid business model that attracts your audience in, and then they can work through at the different layers of your offerings and become more invested in your brand if they are that ideal client. This really comes down to conversion rates. So how many people are in your audience? How many of those people, when you put out an offering, usually step in to either getting on your email list or subscribing or purchasing a thing? And then who keeps purchasing down from there? This is really that sales funnel, that business model. And that's really the goal of building the audience. It's that top of the funnel, how you welcome new people to your business, and how do you get more people who are ideal people that will eventually purchase from you and love what you're doing, and you can serve them at your highest way that you want to serve people. So how are you actually building an audience? Like, what are the things that you need to be doing? And I think there are different ways to do this. So I'm going to go through fast, medium, and slow ways to make this happen. The first thing is fast. So when you're wanting to do this fast, you can either spend time or you can spend money. So when you're doing it fast, I usually think that like you spend money in order to build this audience. So when you decide that you know what you want to do, then you can actually put money toward paid ads or paid engagement. So having somebody in your accounts engaging with people, and you actually pay money to make this happen. So when you're doing this, when you're doing paid ads, you want to really make sure that what you're doing is leading ideal people. It's attracting ideal people that will eventually become customers. So that is a way that you can start out and do this. There's probably some experimentation. I will say that I did not start with this. I started slow. I started with organic audience building. So I would go out on my Facebook, I would post on Instagram, I posted on Pinterest, I started my podcast. I had Twitter. I think I started Twitter in I was in undergrad. It had to have been like 2008 or something. I do not Twitter anymore. I think there's still a lost account out there somewhere. I just was posting things and basically hoping that I attracted people to my business. It was very organic. It was also very slow. I did not do this intentionally to like build an audience really quickly to reach my goals. It was something that I was just posting about what I was excited about. I accidentally grew my business. This was not something that I like super planned. And it just grew organically because I was sharing what I loved. I shared about many different things. I spun in a lot of different directions. And that's probably why it took me a lot longer to hit my goals than people who decide that they are like going to go in this one direction and get known for this one thing. I think that can be a faster way to success. That's not what I did. And that's okay. I also wasn't like planning to start my business or grow it to where it's been when I started. And when I did get intentional about it, when I took my business full time, when I was like, I'm going to solidly grow to six figures, I'm going to be scaling, I'm turning into the agency, all of that, that's when I got more strategic. And that was when I started getting things that were really working organically, that's when I turned to ads and paid engagement on my social account to keep growing my audience. And I still definitely do a lot of organic things. This podcast is organic. I just show up and talk with you because it's fun. but it's also, I guess, strategic because hopefully I'm talking about things that will, you know, if you're in alignment with this, like you are potentially ideal clients and customers and people that I would love to have in my programs and all of those things. So hopefully I'm calling in the right people that I can eventually serve. But if not, I'm just having an amazing time. And if not, maybe now you know who I am, you know what I do, and you'll tell people that you know about me. So like that is what this podcast is about now. Me having fun because it's fun connecting with you. And now you know who I am, you know what I do, and you will go out into the world and do what you will with that information. Okay, so we went over fast. That's ads and paid engagement. Slow is organic. And then medium is when you are taking intentional time. So this is not money, but it's your time and you're doing personal outreach and engagement. So this is something I did in between. I think people are like, oh, like I can't just do organic and I don't have the money to do paid ads. So what do? It's like, okay, you have to like, if you want this to like actually start growing and you don't have the money, you have to take your time. You have to take time equity in order to build your audience. So this looks like, you know, going into places where your ideal potential members are hanging out. And it means engaging. It means posting in the Facebook groups. It means building these relationships and these friendships. It means going out on Instagram and searching for people who might be ideal clients and beginning relationships with them, telling them what they're like, what you love about what they're doing, and just building up those relationships, engaging with people, leaving comments. That is really where you can start to get more people learning about you. And if you're putting out content that they are really enjoying, then they will become a beloved audience member and they will know who you are and what you do. They will either like to purchase from you eventually, or they might tell their friends about what you're doing. So those are the three ways that you can go out and start building an audience in a fast, slow, and medium way. Okay. So when it comes to the actual content that you're creating, you want to be building an audience of ideal clients and not necessarily just building an audience for the numbers. We talked about this a little bit, but I want to go a little deeper here. When you're doing this, it's not so much about building a target audience member of, you know, that fits this client avatar. So client avatars, I have a little bit of not issues with, but I think that they're a little bit misleading. So if you're creating a client avatar and you're basing things on like city, location, education, income, their age, different things like that, those can be like okay things to learn about and to know about, especially when it gets into paid advertising, because sometimes you are putting in that information into some of the audiences that you're building and pushing your ads to. But when you're actually creating content, it's less about these statistics and it's more about the values and the mindset that these people have. So what are their fears? What are their problems? What are their dreams? What do they value in life? What kind of things can you be talking about that seriously engage them, that make them feel as excited as you are about what you're talking about? And how can you talk about those things that they're really excited about? This is where like getting into politics and stating your opinions and really talking about things that matter to you, that you value, getting into like these deeper conversations, that's really where you're going to start connecting with your ideal audience and calling them in. It's less about targeting women from 25 to 45 who like to knit, and it's more about people who are, you know, just they want to find more passion in what they're doing, or they want to turn their knitting business or any passion-based business from a hobby to a legit business that supports their life. Maybe they love adventure and they want to be traveling the world post-corona, of course. And those are some of those bigger values. I know for me, some of our values are freedom, which I'm readjusting because I'm learning that freedom means very different things to different people. And I still think the intention behind freedom is valid and there. And that's what I like to attract. I like to attract and talk about freedom in the way that, like, you get to choose. You have the choice to choose what you want to be doing in this world, in this lifetime, with your people, and having that freedom to be able to decide. And it really comes down to making the money and having that financial freedom to be able to decide what feels really good for you to do in this life. So that is what I mean by freedom. And so I will talk to that value a lot. I'll talk about what it looks like when you don't have it, what it looks like to transition through it. And hopefully by talking about that value, I will be calling in ideal audience members that value that as well, that want to create their own financial freedom within their lives, that create freedom in time and their schedule, that have the ability to choose what they want to be doing in their lives because of the business that is supporting it. That's really how this whole aligned business and life should work. So that is something I talk a lot about. And hopefully, if this is something you're resonating with and you're excited about, then that's why you're here. That's why you're listening. So that is what I want you to be focusing on more, is less about those statistics and more about the values, getting into the minds of the people that you want to connect with. What are they hoping for? What are they dreaming for? What are some of those, the more feelings-based things that they're going after in their lives and their businesses? And how can you connect to that and create content around that rather than just creating content you think fits this like statistical bucket for these people? Okay, now that that is over, let's talk about the different types of audience building. So this is like, there's a lot that you can do in order to grow your audience. But here are some of the things that I do. There's probably more that I'm forgetting about. Number one thing is probably your email list or phone numbers. So how can you get this information that isn't based on somebody else's platform? When you're collecting email addresses or phone numbers, you are actually getting direct access to that person. For instance, if you're building a social platform, so if you're on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, etc., and you're building your audience on one of those platforms might not exist in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. And most likely phone numbers and email lists will. Also, you have control over that information. So if you're building a social account, that can be awesome. I focus on connecting and building my Instagram. That's my biggest thing. It's where I love hanging out and I love connecting with people. But I also know that from that Instagram, I'm also creating content that attracts people to get on my email list. And that is because Instagram might go away or it might go down and who knows. And then I don't have any of that audience anymore. And that will impact my business. So I'm always trying to, you know, diversify my audience. So it's not just on one platform. I'll share an example of a couple years ago. A lot of people were investing into their business profiles on Facebook. I had a client who had, you know, 500,000 people that liked her business profile. And Facebook, because of their algorithms, because they own that information, they actually started putting algorithms that didn't allow people to see, not allow, but like in their main feeds, all of these pages weren't showing up in people's main feeds all the time. And they started doing a ton of their advertising on Facebook. So what happened is that in order for her to actually reach those 500,000 people that liked her page on Facebook, she had to then start putting advertising money behind that to advertise to the people who already liked her things that she already spent all of that time and effort growing on Facebook. And that's because she didn't own that information. Facebook does. So as you're growing your social accounts, just know that there might be things that happen to that information, and focusing on something that you own, like an email list or phone numbers or a podcast or a blog, can be a really great way to diversify how you're building your audience. Another thing you can do is focus on traffic. So creating a blog, focusing on search engine optimization, SEO, or Pinterest. Those are all things that are more evergreen. It's things that people are searching for, and then you are becoming that go-to answer on the other end. So that is a great way to get more people to experience your business. And the goal really there is for people to experience your business for the first time and then take a next step. So you really want people to then be following you on social, signing up for your email list, something like that. You want people to take that next step when you're focusing on the traffic. So just keep that in mind as you're creating any of your blog posts. The next thing is podcasting. It's what I'm doing. I love podcasting because you can just hit that subscribe button and then we're kind of like friends for forever, unless you like intentionally are like, no, I don't want to subscribe anymore. Podcasts are something that I guess we own. Yeah, they're just like blogs. They're vocal blogs. So that's something that you own. The weird thing here is that you're always, we're just listening, you know? So you get to know people in that way, but they're not usually taking direct action from the podcast. It's like this kind of like passive thing. So we're hanging out here having this conversation, or like one-sided conversation, I guess. And I'm not like, you're not on the computer usually like clicking around, or I'm not leading you to this next thing that you can just like press a button. I guess you can, but it's, I feel like it's not as natural. I know when I'm listening to podcasts, I'm doing something else. I'm like doing the laundry or the dishes or driving or something like that. So I'm not usually taking that action. So the goal for the podcast is really just to like build up that relationship in a way and get people to know about you, know what you do, and just be that person who is available for that. So the other type of audience building that I'm going to talk about is networking or events. So this has obviously been a little postponed due to COVID, but there's a lot of online marketing events that you can go to as well. A lot of online conferences, a lot of online communities, and things that you can do online right now to connect with people who can learn about what you do and who you are. So this has been a huge one for me along the years, almost unintentionally. I was going to conferences and events just because I love meeting new people. And the funny thing is, I realized that when I would go to these events, I would randomly get clients afterwards. So just because people knew about who I was, what I did, we got to know each other, we started building a relationship, they would either refer my business to people or they would become clients over time. So this was a really cool way that I was building an audience. It's really, you know, that in-person connection really can't be beat. It feels so good for me. Like I love just being able to go out and make friends and have it impact my business. And that's really, really cool. It feels very natural to me. So that's another way that you can build your audience. So those are the different ways: email lists, phone numbers, social media, traffic, podcasting, or networking. And when you're thinking about this, and say you're just starting out or you're like, oh my gosh, that is so much, what I want you to do is think about how can you do one thing well. If your time is limited, if your resources are limited, if your money is limited, focus on one thing and get really known for that. And when you're doing that one thing, focus in on your niche, focus in on the one thing that you want to get known for and do that really well. You can just go on Instagram and make your profile all about like what you're doing and how you serve people and that one thing, and just do Instagram really, really well. I've worked with a lot of clients and work with a lot of clients who do that one thing really well, and they've built insane audiences and have been able to seriously grow their businesses doing that one thing. So that is my advice when you're starting out, is just do the one thing well. Don't spread yourself too thin. And then last but not least, my biggest advice is just notice what you love, what gets you excited, what does your audience love, and do more of that. When you're posting, when you are creating content, what feels amazing to you? Notice that excitement. Notice that feeling inside of you. That is your calling. That means that you are meant to be doing more of that if it is exciting you. Also, if you're getting, if you're getting excited about all of the things, make sure it's adding up on the one thing that can actually get you to your goals. But when you're within that niche or within that area, what gets you excited there? Like that, if your heart is beating, if you're like, oh, I can't wait to share about this or that, like that is a sign that you need to keep going with that. Also, notice what your audience is loving. What are you getting a lot of engagement with? What are you getting comments on? What are people like saying they're really excited about when you're posting or you're sending an email out? I know there's certain emails that I've sent out that I was really excited to write and I would get all of the replies. And that is so fun. I'm like, ooh, like I was really excited about that. And obviously like it's connecting with my people because I'm getting all of these responses. So those are some things I'm always noticing. Like what are the things that I'm excited about that my people are also excited about? And how can I do more of that? Because that will help you snowball. That will help you continue to build your audience. And it will be around that one thing that you want to be known for so that you can become that expert and you can share what you do. And people will know who you are so you can continue to build your audience and build your business. Okay, that was a lot longer than I thought it would be. I guess I'm really excited about audience building. Okay, so there you have it. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to chat about this. I love talking about audience building, business building, what you're doing in your life, all of the things. I am a very real person talking like very personal, real DMs on Instagram. So just come hang out with me there. It's at Pinegate Road. And please reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And I hope you have an amazing day. And I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a few seconds right now to leave a rating and review on iTunes. It's so simple and helps us so much. This is incredibly helpful for getting this show into more ears so that we can make even more impact. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you have an amazing week. You've got this.